Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
It's done.
Connor McDavid, it's not real.
The goal of the year,
Panarin!
Part of the past, the celebrations forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights.
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
Bill Larson.
And welcome to our WWE Backlash France Lyon edition. Predictions video.
That's what it is. Predictions. We're doing predictions.
That's what it is, right?
For Backlash,
so,
yes.
Right now, it is 9:34 a.m. Pacific time as we're recording this.
Correct.
If I'm not mistaken, I looked at, I looked at Backlash France start time. And I saw a thing that said 9:30. Is it going to be 9:30?
They were saying on the show last night on Raw that it was 10 Pacific was the start.
Oh, okay. Okay. So maybe there's like a kickoff show at 9:30.
That could be. That'd be 1 Eastern, 12 Central, and 11 Mountain for the areas in the Mountain time zone that actually changed times.
All right. So 10 a.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
We will be up. And bright and shining and stuffing our faces with some McGriddles.
Oh, yeah.
Watching it live, broadcasting our reactions. Larson, let's get a reaction from you. This is if anything surprising happens on this pay-per-view. Oh, wow. That's your reaction.
That's kind of my reaction to everything, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. No, it's this. Oh, look at that.
There it is.
There it is. So yeah, we're going to be live, of course, on Twitch and on YouTube over at youtube.com/Steven Larson, not here at the Friend of Club Wrestling Channel. But this is the video where we're going to do our predictions.
Yeah.
And that's what we do here at Friend of Club Wrestling. So, Larson, where do you want to start on this?
We'll start with
highly
confidence
card?
Points. I realized when we did our predictions last time, did explain confidence points. I assume people who watch our prediction videos on a regular basis understand confidence points, but in case we got some new viewers here, we employ confidence points here at Friend of Club Wrestling for our predictions. Essentially, this is what it is. Five matches announced so far for the Backlash card. So the match you're most confident in, you give 5 confidence points. The match you're least confident in, you give 1 confident point. So on and so forth till each match has a unique, no duplicates, confidence point value. You get the pick right, you get those points. We add up those points, combine that with the Dynasty scores, and whoever has most points after Backlash plus Dynasty, either new or retaining Big Blue Champion.
That's correct. What a great explainer there, Larson. So let's go ahead and kick off.
It's early in the morning for me. Not a morning person.
Same. So anyways, where would you like to start?
Let's start with the World Heavyweight.
Highly predictable card.
Yes, very much so. Let's start with the World Heavyweight Championship. Damian Priest, champion, defending against main event Jey Uso. Yeet. Steve, who do you got for this one?
Clearly it's Damian Priest. For name, you know, give me your reason, and that's going to be it. You know, let the go-home math. He just won the damn thing. I don't know. Like, yeah, I got, what, how many? 4 confidence points? Could be 5, could be 2. There's only one match on here that I have 1 confidence point on. And
well, that's how confidence points work, Steve. You can't have 2 matches with 1 confidence point.
No, I know, but, like, everything else is a, yeah. There's only one match on here I considered for a single confidence point. Same. Because everything else is a lock.
Pretty much. You said 4 confidence points on Priest.
Yeah.
Right. I got Priest as well, 3 confidence points. He just got that title. You wouldn't think they'd pull the rug out from under him already.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
After just cashing in and finally getting that title after having that briefcase for nearly a year. That being said, Judgment Day is an absolute mess. He lectured them on Raw about staying out of his business. But Judgment Day at times can't help themselves. So that's why I have 3 confidence points on Priest rather than 4 or 5. I don't think he's going to lose, but if there's going to be 1 title change for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's going to be a second, it's going to be this one, although I don't expect it to happen.
I concur. I concur with that. Yeah. I mean, look, it's not like they're treating Damian Priest the same way they're treating Cody Rhodes.
Oh, no.
And it's not even close, no. Even though they're both world champions.
Yep.
You know, Priest is theoretically the top guy on his brand, even though he's probably, I don't know, 4th, 5th in the pecking order when it comes to like how people are like power ranked. He's not even the most powerful champion. Well, she's not, you know, champion anymore, but like he's not even the most powerful person in his own crew. Mm-hmm. That's Rhea Ripley, mm-hmm. even though she's out right now.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't know. I feel you, and yeah, 3 is a good way to go, but I'm just like 4. Yeah,
at first I had 4, and I thought about it some more. Actually, I watched the segment on Raw right before we started where he's lecturing everybody in Judgment Day about staying out of his business. I'm like, I don't think it's going to happen, but it could.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Next, Asuka and Kairi defending the tag titles against Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. Title change here.
Yep.
Bianca and Jade are most likely going to win. I got 2 confidence points on them becoming the new women's tag team champions. You know, this is after Io lost the women's title at Mania. This is the next step in damage control, losing all their titles. And it's going to be pretty awesome to see Bianca and Jade at the end of that match holding up those tag titles. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree with that. They've been doing this. They've been doing this match on the house show circuit, so hopefully they'll have something, you know, a bit more extended, you know, for Jade Cargill to do. Not that they're necessarily going to need it. I mean, she is sort of that powerhouse character who kind of, you know, it kind of makes some amount of sense that for her moveset to be a little bit on the limited side now, because it's like, she don't need it. You know, look at Goldberg. He got by with nothing too. But regardless, yeah, the only reason I have two confidence points on this, and I have that as well, is because it's a title change, you know, and they might not do it at this show. They could do it on SmackDown. They could do it elsewhere if there's a rematch. But yeah, I kind of feel like you got to throw something. You got to give Leon something, man. And that's going to be this right here.
Yep. I think so. Let's talk about another tag match. This one, Bloodline. Put your ones up, Steve.
No, I'm not putting my ones up for these losers. These guys are terrible.
Well, it remains to be seen. If they win this match, not so terrible. You got the Bloodline, a Solo, Tama Tonga, taking on Kevin Owens, Randall Keith Orton. Steve, who do you got?
I do have the Bloodline, because they gotta do something. You can't go 0-34 solo, and think that that's gonna, you know, increase your draft stock, because clearly it did not. You're trying to build something new. I get this, but it's like, bro, this is kind of like if Ringo decided to continue on under the name the Beatles after they done broke up with I don't know,
members of Badfinger.
With James Taylor, another Apple signee. Bloodline, they got to prove themselves. And Kevin Owens is going to eat this pin. And I got the Bloodline. I got one confidence point, because this is where I'm putting my confidence points on this. I guess it's possible, maybe, that that Randy Orton drops an RKO on MFT. And pins them, like, maybe if they want to do a thing where the Bloodline really sucks. Maybe, but I kind of feel like it, one of two things, like either Jacob Fatu is going to debut here and wonk it for the Bloodline, or I guess it's theoretically possible that Orton and Owens can win this, and then Fatu shows up to sort of, you know, redeem the Bloodline, because the Bloodline will understand we can't get it done just us. And he'll show up on the next episode and do something. But that's why I only have one confidence point.
Yeah, I got the same thing. Bloodline with one for now. But yeah, it's entirely possible that Randy Orton pins Solo, and that motivates Bloodline bringing in Jacob Fatu. That being said, the way they're booking Tama Tonga right now, he kind of needs a win.
Yeah.
You know, you got to really establish the Bloodline as a force, this reconstituted Bloodline. And, you know, maybe that means Jacob Fatu debuting on the show to help them win. Bloodline with one. Not totally sure about it. See what the go-home has to say on Friday.
Absolutely.
Next. WWE Women's Championship. You got Bayley defending against Naomi Tiffany Stratton. Bayley just won this title at WrestleMania. I don't see her losing it anytime soon. I expect Bayley to win. I got Bayley 4 confidence points. I'd actually be pretty darn surprised if she lost the title this soon. Don't see Bayley losing.
Mm-mm. Neither do I. I've got Bayley as well. I've got 3 confidence points, because if we want to quibble about things, you know, you sort of explained why you put 3 on Damian. The reason why I put 3 on Bayley and not Damian, I think, is simply because it's a triple threat. If you want to protect a champion on their, you know, dropping the title, which in Bayley's situation, I don't see it happening. That's why I got 3 on Bayley. But like, let's make that argument for a second. Bayley being a face champion and having to constantly deal with the odds against her, I suppose could result in her losing this title in a protected fashion in a triple threat. I don't see it happening, but that's the only reason why I've got one less confidence point on this than I do on Damian Priest.
All right, main event. I'm guessing we both have Cody with 5. Cody Rhodes.
Oh, put your ones up for Cody Rhodes,
dude.
That's
not how
it
works. You do the whoa. You don't put your ones up for Cody. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. You do it for the Bloodline. Cody's not your tribal chief.
No, not Bloodline. Not Bloodline.
Yes, Bloodline. Cody versus AJ Styles. 5 confidence points for Cody. Cody's winning this.
I do whoa for Bloodline.
You're so confused, Steve.
got 5 confidence points on Cody Rhodes. Dude, somebody in our WrestleJuice hot takes or questions or something was like, hot take, Cody should lose to AJ Styles at Backlash. I'm like, brother, we just went through 3 years of this bullshit with Cody Rhodes. He ain't losing right now. That ain't happening.
No.
He'll lose to one person, the final boss, and that's it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Anyways, yeah, of course, 5 confidence on points on Cody Rhodes. I just, look, it's AJ Styles. The dude is a match machine, best bout machine. Hopefully they'll put on a banger match, and maybe we'll further a story some. And who knows? Hell, maybe. No, there's no other outcome than crossroads, Cody pins AJ Styles.
Oh, here's the real question. How many crossroads is it going to take? Does AJ get the 3 crossroads treatment, or does Cody beat him with 1?
He beat Carmella with 1 just recently. Yeah. AJ is pretty far up the pecking order.
Well,
so I'm going to say
not of late.
I'm going to say he's got to put him away with 3. It's going to be that thing. We got to load this up with prop bets, because otherwise your road to cash in is easy peasy.
I know.
So we got to at least make it interesting, man.
I know. Yeah, we do. We definitely do.
But and of course, I'm talking about the Predictions Challenge. If you want to participate in our big Backlash Predictions Challenge, head over to patreon.com/Steven Larson, click on the Friendo Club setup, or go to youtube.com/Steven Larson and click on join. It's $5 a month, and you get to have fun with our big Predictions Challenge. A lot of people are joining in and having fun. So, prove that yours is superior by joining the Friendo Club setup and participating in the Big Blue Predictions Challenge. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Appreciate it. Hit that thumbs up, hit that subscribe, and notify bell. Till next time, we'll see you guys around.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.